In Florida, memories are still strong of the chaos of the 2000 presidential election. Not just the hanging chads, but the long lines at polling places, the poorly trained staff, and worst of all, error-filled registration lists that may have disqualified thousands of voters, many of them African American. Civil rights groups sued. Now, just days before new elections, a deal has been reached with the state, a deal both sides say will go a long way toward ensuring the problems of the 2000 election are not repeated. From Miami, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
NAACP President Kwaisi Mfume said President Bush may have won the election in Florida by 537 votes, but many more voters were effectively disenfranchised in November of 2000.
Black, Latino, and Haitian and Jewish voters in the state of Florida in particular were confronted with a multitude of non-uniform election practices that resulted in many of their ballots being thrown out or not ever being counted at all.
Anita Hoshkiss of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights said thousands of voters were disqualified as felons and were not allowed to vote by the state. The state was often wrong, she said.
Some 4,000 voters who were told that they were felons appealed to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and of that number, 51%, over half, were found to not have convictions. What we hope to put in place are changes that both correct that data on the as it's going into the process and have checks to correct the accuracy as the data comes out of the process.
According to the agreement, which is more than 30 pages long, the state will re-examine that controversial list of purged voters and require that more factors such as age and social security numbers match before a voter's name is purged. The state has agreed to restore voting rights to some ex-felons who had had their rights restored in other states but then were stripped of voting rights when they moved to Florida. The deal mandates uniform statewide training for poll workers so that all workers on Election Day know what to do if there is a problem with the voter's registration. Elliot Mintzberg, a vice president with People for the American Way Foundation, one of the plaintiffs, said the deal goes far beyond the election reform bill passed by the Florida legislature last year.
It affirmatively seeks out and restores to the voting rolls people who were improperly purged as alleged felons or duplicates. The Florida Voting Rights Act did absolutely nothing about that. This settlement does that.
The agreement contains no admission of wrongdoing on the part of the state. Jim Smith is the Florida Supervisor of Elections.
We reject any assertion that there was, in fact, any discrimination in the 2000 election. And I'm confident that with the change of technology, new voting equipment, more money for voter education, and poll worker education, that people can go vote in the 2002 election feeling very confident that their vote, in fact, will be counted.
The deal does not come in time to affect next week's primary elections in Florida. It must be approved by the Justice Department first, and other changes will take some time. Meanwhile, officials hope that already completed training among poll workers, combined with a voters' education campaign and new electronic voting machines, will make the coming election a relatively smooth one. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.